You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Remix Tape.
If I don't find a job, it's down to that. these last few years have been hell. But patience pays off finally. I hate to say it, but these last few years have been.
Welcome back to Remix Tape. You just heard the first block of songs from Dr. Angela Bell's mixtape. She just walked in the studio. She is, of course, like many of our other guests, a busy professor teaching here at Lafayette College. I want to give her some time to settle in, and I also have to equip her with basic things like headphones. So I just want to do a brief reminder that you are listening to Remix Tape. Today we're joined by a very special guest, Angela Bell, talking about a Metamix, a mix that she made off of mix CDs. So we'll talk about that in a second. I am going to play the next song on her mix. And then we will talk about the music that you've just heard in the first block. We will talk about who this person is, Angela Bell, and also her extremely interesting to me, and I hope for you too, theme. Her extremely interesting theme. So here is the next track on her mix.
Thank you.
Hello, we're back listening to Remix Tape on WJRH. So here we have Angela Bell, and we're going to do just a little baby mic test. So things are pretty casual here, as you may have already, know that. So we're just going to do that right now, okay? All right. In the meantime, just because we need to figure out which of these mics will work for Angela. So I'm going to turn up the volume and turn up all the mics. So, Angela, do a test.
Hello. Testing.
That seems to be working.
Do you hear me?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
I can't hear me, so
you I'm can't. Just you can't hear yourself. What about now?
Can I hear myself? I don't.
I think I can. I think it's definitely coming through on my mic. Now we need to figure out which microphone it is. So keep talking.
All right. Hi, my name is Angela Bell. You are listening to
Cielo mic. Okay, we're good.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, she solved the problem. So, Angela Bell, please introduce yourself. What would you like to say about yourself? And then we'll have you talk about the songs that we just heard in your first block.
Sure. So my name is Angela Bell. Again, I am an assistant professor at Lafayette. I just started here in the fall. I teach social psychology, and my research interests are prejudice and stereotyping. Is this what we should be doing?
Yeah. No, okay. It's however and whatever.
Okay.
You'd like to say about yourself.
And welcome to what I'm probably almost always listening to if you see me walking around Easton with headphones on.
Mm. So like the music that really means a lot to you, which has been on your mix CDs and that you still.
Yeah, I still revisit pretty heavily throughout my life.
Cool. So let's talk about what we just heard before you got here and then talk about your mix theme, mm-hmm. which is fascinating for the theme of our show.
Cool. So are we talking about Blonde Redhead right now?
Because we just heard that song, mm-hmm. and then maybe we can loop back to the beginning of that block we just heard.
Okay, yeah. So Silently by Blonde Redhead starts the second block of my mix playlist. CDs are no longer, but
they
this
are.
Did come. I mean, I pulled this from a CD that was made for me in 2008.
Who made it for you?
Lara, she knows who she is. She's the coolest person, one of the coolest people on the internet. And we were part of a mix CD group, and there was a group of us like that had met through LiveJournal. And you exchange mixes based on the monthly theme. And this lasted for approximately 3 months.
Wow.
I got some pretty cool CDs out of it from like four people who committed.
So were you mailing CDs? So these are people all over the country.
Yes.
Whoa. Like a pen pal of mix CD.
Yeah.
This is really cool.
And I primarily know Lara through her music.
Oh, neat.
Which is cool. And I would say that I would argue that I started listening to Blonde Redhead because of her.
Mm-hmm.
But this was Silently is off of the album 23. But I was really into the album that came out previously, Misery is a Butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of my favorite albums. And I haven't listened to it in years. But going through all of these CDs made me revisit these pretty recently.
Yeah, I like how sometimes another, like a friend's interest can spark an already developed interest.
Mm-hmm.
Music is cool in that way. So,
yes,
the beginning is Amy Mann.
Yes, so this mix starts off with Amy Mann, which I believe I discovered Amy Mann in high school, like around sophomore, junior year.
Mm-hmm.
I was really obsessed with the movie Ghost World. I have yet to read the graphic novel, but I know that this song is made, inspired by that and inspired by Enid. But for me, Amy Mann is important because I think she is related to a lot of the music and sounds that I'm interested in.
Mm-hmm.
So the stylings of John Bryan, who does, you know, soundtracks like for Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. You can hear him. He produces some of Fiona Apple's stuff.
Mm.
You can hear him, you know, in some of Amy Mann's tracks as well. And so Ghost World was really important to me, especially when I started my senior year of high school, I just could not wait to leave my hometown. And just like lyrically, the music was really important to me. And this idea of, you know, just being like, oh, I'm going to like angrily leave or just, you know, stick around for the summer and be like, hey, what's happening?
I love that song because it seems it starts out with such a strong, you know, feeling like I'm bailing this town or tearing it down or probably, what is it? Probably more like hanging around, which is like sometimes it's true, especially when you're that young. Mm-hmm. You do feel sort of trapped if you want to leave, you know? Yeah.
But as someone who's made several, I would argue, cross country moves, like moving from Northern California to Southern California is a cross country move.
It's a big state, long state. Yeah,
so I went through those same feelings of like, oh, I've been wanting to leave Sacramento for my entire life. And yet I still have like these, I was like, ooh, I wish I could just come back and hang around. And then moving from LA to Oklahoma, I was like, oh, I kind of still want to stay around and hang out with my grad school friends, even though I've graduated. And, you know, moving from, yeah, then Oklahoma to Maine and then Maine to Pennsylvania, feeling those feelings.
Yeah. Many regions, many years.
But there's also that lyric, I wrote it down. And all that I need now is someone with the brains and the know-how to tell me what I want.
But then you never find anyone who can do that.
No, but I feel like sometimes when you're always searching for that, and that is one of my eternal searches, is to just have someone make a decision for me with
I know
these major life choices.
I know. It would be so nice. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Beach Boys? Okay, so let's move through the rest of these songs. There's a lot of pretty awesome bands here collected.
So should we just go to the second one?
Yeah, let's just list what they were, and then you can loop back and say more if there's one that's...
Broken Social Scene, I discovered just like, again, like being a kid on the internet, searching forums for like music. That's how I got introduced to music outside of the radio. Mm-hmm. And Broken Social Scene was important for me because when I heard the song, it really changed my life in terms of like the music I was looking for. And it has nothing to, and it's all about purely about the sound and how that song makes me feel.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel so good. And I didn't even realize there were lyrics to the song.
They're very quiet lyrics.
Yeah. But like, until I started like doing research on this music, and this is something that I've listened to for the last 15 years of my life. You forgot it in people. That's the name of the album. Mm-hmm. It's 15 years old now, and that's how long I've been listening to the song. So half of my life.
I feel like you got to a lot of these artists a little bit before me. I mean, because I think of this music when I think about college. Yeah. That's when I learned about this stuff.
Well, I didn't even download the full album until I could purchase it. I saw it in a Tower Records, and I was like, oh, I've illegally downloaded these three songs by Broken Social Scene. I've been obsessed with them, but I've never been able to listen to a full album. So I didn't even get the full album until 2004, 2005, which was like as I was transitioning into college.
In a way, that is what, I mean, you've pointed out a lot of important things about why the mixtape is, or why the mix CD, I guess, no longer exists in the same way. This is how you used to make a mix CD. A lot of it was illegally downloaded. I mean, I remember this too. But there's also the way that the mix CD, you know, that you yourself are constructing an album of a bunch of random stuff. You're not buying that album, right? That doesn't happen anymore. I think that's starting to change.
Yeah, or I would, in the early CDs that I was going through, as I was putting this together, there were a lot of songs that I would only just listen to that one song by that artist. I would never listen to an album, and oftentimes it wouldn't even be a main single. It would be some weird B-side that you couldn't get anywhere else. So for me, mixtapes were about curating songs that I couldn't necessarily see elsewhere, but those were also put together very carefully in terms of how they went together.
Yeah, kind of like a rare collection you develop. So let's go through quickly the next block.
Yeah.
Just because we have to talk about your theme.
Oh, absolutely. So My Bloody Valentine, When You Sleep, again, pure sound. Discovered that when I was listening to the Lost in Translation soundtrack.
It's a really good soundtrack.
Which doesn't have When You Sleep on it, but it does have Sometimes by My Bloody Valentine. And then Space, Female of the Species is something I was really obsessed with. Like in high school, I heard it on the radio and then like immediately, you know, looked it up online and like thought it was so weird how it was like, you know, this callback to lounge singers, has this jazzy vibe as a big band behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And those are all things that speak to my interests musically. And then The Tallest Building in Hell is a song that I found when I was following, I don't remember the website, but it would release, you know, indie tracks, just MP3s or singles that you couldn't get, you know, typically. And this song jumped out to me. And I think also lyrically, the song is really important to me because it's just like, it's all about patience and waiting and all the work you put into something and it doesn't ever feel like it's going to pay off.
Mm. Yeah, I think everyone can relate to that.
Yeah.
That so, feeling.
It's that constant state of being.
That's right. Just becoming. We're all just becoming.
Yeah, so that's that.
Okay, great. And now about the process of, I guess, making a meta mix. And have you reflected on what it means to make a mix of a mix, and how did it kind of change your relationship to these songs, if it did, and yeah. Making that mix?
I went through about 20 CDs that I had in my car, out of about, you know, 50 CDs that I still carry around in my car.
Yeah, yeah.
Because buying a card with a CD player is a big deal to me.
Me too.
In this, you know, in 2017, it was difficult to choose just like one song from one CD, because I thought very carefully about how these songs fit together.
Right.
And so it was interesting to go on this journey and to find these songs that work together, but I also had to remove a lot of songs. And then, you know, fought with myself about what actually fits with this theme or what actually speaks to my my music interests. I almost said research because I'm in teacher mode still.
Because it's a sort of instant, it's an impulse that we have. That's so when you were making the metamix, you knew you were going to have, you knew this was your theme. And so selecting songs, how then did that theme play a role in your selection? Like, what was the axis of selection, I guess I would ask?
Cohesiveness.
Okay. It was about sound.
It was about sound.
Yeah.
Specifically. And it was also, I mean, a lot of the times when I would make mix CDs was at the start of the semester or the start of the school year, because that's when I was walking around on campus or driving around, you know, with a CD player in the car and going about my days. So it's, these songs are always a representative of the start of a new school year and also like fall and just in general, just the kind of experiences I was having that time of year.
Do you feel like in the fall, because I'm a fall person too. This is like the time of my joy to the extent that I have joy at all. And do you feel that it's because fall for you is a way of turning inward, or what is it about fall and putting this music together, experiencing this music, that you think means so much to you?
I love fall because I'm not so much a winter person, and it's not about turning inward. Like, I love the celebration of fall, and I feel like I'm really coming alive. And I think the changing of the colors and all that stuff that happens before death is a reminder of this, you know, life, celebration of life.
Yeah.
And a lot of this, some of these songs are also just coming straight from these things I listened to over the summer.
Right.
And then put together. So as I'm moving into the school year, I'm thinking about all the good times that I had listening to music in the dark in the summer, trying to get out of the heat.
Right, exactly. The summer can be as oppressive as the winter time. Mm-hmm. I mean, just with regard to being indoors. Yeah. And in the fall, it's so comfortable. It's so windy. There's so much energy in the air. That's what I love so much. Like yeah. today, it's so windy and amazing outside.
And there's so many leaves on the ground.
I know, but it's warm and everyone's outside. And it's a kind of impossible summer. It's an Indian summer, as they say, which can't possibly be right anymore.
No, I don't like that
What's term. What's that term?
We need a new one.
We need a new term. So if you have one, please post it to our Twitter, which I will very quickly plug right now before we get into the next block of songs on Angela's mix. Our Twitter is re_mixtape. You can follow us and check out stuff that I post, which is mostly about like poetry and stuff and like movies I like to watch and also vinyl stuff. And then Morrissey got a Twitter. So, you know, things, important things like that. So we're going to keep talking for as long as we can with Angela. I don't know what her schedule is, but we'll figure that out soon. I just want to get into the next block and then we will discuss. You're listening to Remix Tape. We're very pleased to have you on WJRH 104.9 FM.
Tonight, circus Still, it's a sharp shock to your soft side. Summer moon, catch your shut eye in your room, in my room, in your room, in lips speak louder, better back together. Still, it's a sharp shock to your soft side. Summer.
Hello, this is Remix Tape, and we're here with Angela Bell. Angela, do you want to tell us what we just heard off of your mix, which is called Metamix?
Yeah, so what started us off in block two was Sparkle Horse's Piano Fire, followed by Built to Spill's Hindsight, and then we just finished the Yeah Yeah Yeahs' Soft Shock, and that was supposed to be the acoustic version. I listened to that more than the album version.
Yeah, it's a very gentle, that's, I don't know, it's like a lullaby, that song, to me. There was something very soothing about it. And there has been a turn in your mix, I think, toward the quieter, softer indie sound that we all love, most of us.
Yeah, I would say that the songs that are in block two are songs that I listen to are representative of more of me, like more recent years. Mm-hmm. So in graduate school, I listened to these songs a lot and listened to these artists more often than the ones before.
I wish that we... So there is a kind of chronology developing in the mix. This is something we were talking about over the when you guys were listening to that cool music. Is a question of a lot of folks coming on the show with their mixes organize their playlist according to something like geography or chronology. Mm-hmm. But Angela was explaining she took a different approach.
Yeah, primarily I organized this mix in terms of its sound, with the exception of the final song, which I won't reveal until it comes. And that was like a bonus track. I didn't know if we would have time for it or not. So it's,
yeah, we'll have time for
yeah.
it.
Yeah. So primarily, like, I'm really interested in sound and the explosion of these songs in their beginnings.
Yeah, that's
the conversation we were having, she just prompted me. She's an amazing teacher. But basically, that's the connection I was thinking about, that she arranged it according to sound, specifically the very beginning of these songs, the explosion of sound at the beginning of each track. And it made me think of what she was saying about fall, because fall is the beginning explosion of something, especially of the academic year. Everyone's so hopeful and seeing their friends and has a new job and there's new classes and new things to learn. It's very exciting. It's one of the things I love most about being on a campus, probably for the rest of my life. And there's also in a song, the end of the song, right? There's just in the way that fall comes to an end, a song will come to an end. So I like that this is probably the most unique organizing principle of, you know, of a mixtape. And it was also one that was very carefully crafted from, as we were saying, 20 mix CDs, creating this metamix.
And I do like listening to what other people would describe as noise. I remember playing My Bloody Valentine.
Oh yeah, it's super noisy. At a dinner
party. Oh my God. Not like a real dinner party, right. But just with a couple of family members, and one of my family members was like, turn this off, what is this noise?
Just like, yikes. And some, I mean, that isn't even the noisiest Bloody Valentine, but it's super noisy.
Most gentle.
It's super noisy, and it's, you know, there's not, that is an aspect, I guess, of a lot of the songs on this, is not necessarily sort of fuzzy kind of like sharp noisiness of that kind of rock, indie rock, but like a kind of, I don't know,
it's layers,
diversity, yeah, like diversity of sounds. You really, it's a kind of fascinating listening experience because you're not quite sure how these are fitting together. There's a kind of texture to a lot of the songs that you've chosen,
and I'm a very texture driven person.
Just in general.
In general.
Yeah.
I really just want to just touch everything. And if I could touch with my ears.
So there's a kind of synesthetic effect. Like, is tactility a word? Did I just say tactility for the first time in my life? I think I have. I think there's a kind of tactility to Angela's mix we haven't seen before on the show. And that's an interesting thing to consider about music, which I guess we just think of as, I don't know, receiving in terms of only one sense, but it can involve all of our senses, maybe not all of them.
And all of these singers and artists just really interest me in general in terms of the tones of their voices as well, and how it comes through layered in the music. So like Feist's voice in the Broken Social Scene song is just so magical to me, and hearing PJ Harvey on Sparkle Horse.
They both have amazing voices.
Yeah.
Amy Mann has an amazing voice.
Yes.
I mean, the lady just has it going on. Can we just...
She's so cool.
By the way, I just want to remind the listeners of Remix Tape that there was one time that Amy Mann liked one of our tweets, and I have photographic evidence in the form of a screenshot of this, and I'm happy to post it again.
It's immortal.
It's just, no one can ever take that away from me. I was having a hard time. Amy Mann liked one of my tweets. It was the best day. And I'm still living off of the high of that moment. Contact. I'm
super jealous.
With your fans. And Angela has an Amy Mann story too.
Yeah, the closest I got to Amy Mann was going to a Upright Citizens Brigade show in Los Angeles, as I did every weekend that I lived in L.A., and I sat behind Amy Mann and Michael Penn, her husband, who, if you've ever heard the song No Myth, and if you haven't heard that song, you should go listen to it right now. It's such a great song. And they're such a great couple. Like,
I know. And, so solid.
But they were so beautiful with their sharp cheekbones and, laughter.
Yeah, she looks like kind of a beautiful alien. Like, you know, after we destroy everything about Earth, Amy Mann will lead us to her planet.
Yeah. And I believe this to be true because I follow her on Instagram, and her Instagram game is so solid.
She's so good at stuff. I don't think she's been tweeting.
I think she's been gramming more. I think that's what people are doing.
Don't do that. Please, you got to do both, everybody. You got to be on the Instagram and the Twitter.
You got to share it across platforms.
You do. You do. Make connections. Audiences. It's interstitial. I'm using words I've never used before. Interstitial? Sorry, this is embarrassing. I have a PhD, I swear. So I think we should move to... Did you want to add something else about what we just heard? Or should we move into another song, talk a bit, and then we will play out with your final final comments on a track, which is a mystery for now?
I don't know how much to reveal about myself. I would just say that the Built to Spill song is my most political song on the album. Not just because literally there's a line that says, "What about Canada?" which makes me laugh. Sure. But the song is all about social comparison and how we compare ourselves to other people and if the grass is really greener, and it's, you know, the grass is usually fake on the other side. And I think when people say like, "Oh, I'm just going to move to Canada because everything is so horrible," that's like the worst to me.
Yeah.
Because it's just so privileged. But it's also, it doesn't mean anything when people say that.
All it means is just they're communicating a frustration, but also tapping into an idea that you can escape what's hard. But you can't really escape what's hard. What's really hard, like on the inside, that stuff, you can't run away from it.
Yeah, and when you get there, you're going to encounter the same problems.
It's true. External stuff you can run away from. Sure. Like there's a dog barking at you and you just cross the street, right? This is stupid. This is what I do. This is what it's like when I teach. That's, I'm not even
that
joking.
That is what it's like when I teach. Oh, I think no. My students, think about that. But
sometimes they help me because I'm struggling. But so we're going to play this next song. Then we will talk again because Angela will set up the final track, which we'll play out on to end this metamix.
Sure.
Okay, let's hear it.
Did they tell you you should grow up when you wanted to dream? Did they warn you better shape up if you want to succeed? I don't know about you, who are they talking to? They're not talking to me. I'm higher than high, lower than deep. There's no glitter in the gutter. There's no twilight galaxy. Go higher than high, ooh, lower than deep, ooh. Keep doing it wrong, ooh, singing along, ooh. I'm higher than high, ooh, lower than deep, ooh. Singing along, ooh, I'm
Hello, we're back on Remix Tape with Angela Bell's mix entitled Metamix. You want to say something about what we just heard and anything else you'd like to add?
That was Metrix, Twilight Galaxy.
What's the deal with that band? I've never heard of that band.
It's shocking, Lindsay. How have you never heard of Metrix? Emily Haynes used to sing for Broken Social Scene.
And that band.
Because they have
They just
members.
Contain multitudes.
It's like the Arcade Fire.
It is.
But the Arcade Fire never... Or I don't know. I don't research the Arcade Fire
Me
enough,
neither. It's too It's too much. Yeah.
My favorite side of Canada.
It's like... I mean, it's like the University of Indie Canada.
Yeah.
Jeez.
But, I mean, Emily Haynes is very important to me, and she just released her own album, which is really great. I have to listen to it more.
Just this year or just now?
Just this year, like a week or two ago. I don't remember.
Okay.
So my friend Adriana, who started listening to Metric because of me, which I didn't know until very recently, and I always thought it was her favorite band, and I always thought I started listening because of her.
It's funny.
But it was the other way around. But yeah, Emily Haynes, Karen O of the Yeah, all these women that we've been listening to, Amy Mann, like these are... women who really are important to me and speak to me in adulthood, and more so than like when I first got into alternative music and was listening to like Shirley Manson and Garbage and Kathleen Hanna and even Gwen Stefani and Liz Phair. But they speak to experiences that I'm not usually involved in. So yeah, I really love the lyric, there's no glitter in the gutter in Twilight Galaxy, because I think that we have this tendency to romanticize these darker parts of ourselves.
Right.
And it's really easy to get into that trap, especially when you're like an academic or in grad school, and like be told all the time that what you're experiencing is normal. And no, it's like you don't have to do that. And you also don't have to be miserable like other people in order to succeed.
It's true. It's beating up on yourself and making stuff super hard for yourself because you feel like other people are doing that is not gonna make you sparkle.
Yeah, or you just are put in these like difficult situations and you're told to make the best of it.
Yeah.
And I've made a lot of friends this past year, including the Coven, who I want to give a shout out to. They know who they are.
Wow, this is mysterious but exciting.
These are conversations we've been having a lot throughout the year, and I'm really learning about what's important to me and what I want to do in my future, and it's not something that I've been able to crystallize or articulate before.
This goes to a theme that comes up on every show, which is that music is part of our journey through life. Like, if anyone has an interest in music, I mean, this is just a fact. I don't know anyone who just sees it as an interest and their life moves independently of it. Right. It's part of you.
Yeah. And it is internal to the self. Like, all of these songs are me. So if I, like, gave someone this mix, I'm like, you are listening to me. This is how it feels to be me.
That's what the mixtape is, too. Yes. It's like an offering, but also a kind of sometimes reluctant invitation or scary invitation for somebody else to experience you.
Yes, I get very embarrassed if other people hear. Even if they're cool songs or whatever, I just get so self-conscious about it. And also that's been the experience of putting this together, is revisiting these alternate selves.
Yeah.
That I've had in my past that I don't either recognize before or don't recognize that I was at one point and didn't know I still had in me. And so that was an interesting part of this journey in going through all of these CDs to put this one together.
Yeah, being able to return to other versions of yourself. This is actually kind of a gift, I think.
It's a gift,
even though it's
to me.
Kind of hard sometimes. But it is a gift that you can do that. We are coming up to the end of our show. This has been one of the best conversations on Remix Tape.
Oh my gosh.
Sarah Morris, if you're listening, wish you were here.
I wish I could meet you.
Killing it.
I will meet you.
She's just doing her busy career lady thing down in North Carolina. So we are going to go out on one track. Angela has something special to say about it. She'll set it up and we will play out.
I don't know if I... What if I have...
Or maybe I just built it up.
Well, I didn't originally put this song on this list. And this was something that I added to the end. Mm-hmm. And it is a song that I hadn't really thought about why it's important to the rest of the mix. But it is important to me lyrically. It's important to me through sound. Mm. And it's important to me because the founding member of the band is Jason Schwartzman.
Whoa.
And Jason Schwartzman is probably in some ways the love of my life. And has, you know, does a lot of stuff. And again, and also actually, I think works with John Bryan or has performed with John Bryan.
Yeah. This producer you mentioned.
Yes. Who worked with Amy Mann at the start of the show. And like tonally has a lot of the same themes in developing sound.
That's so cool. So it's collecting a lot of the things we've talked about. The mix is in a way, the meta mix is in a way culminating in this track, which is West Coast by Coconut Records.
And I am from the West Coast, and that is very important to me.
Yeah.
Being on the East Coast. I love it here, but it's not the West Coast.
It's true. As someone who is also from the West Coast of the Pacific Northwest variety, mm-hmm. I can definitively say that the East Coast is not the West Coast in many ways. But I still like it here. It's okay.
Yeah. We're not saying it's bad or good.
We're just saying it's kind of rad, but it's also bad, which is our catchphrase here on Remix Tape. That being said, a quick plug before we play out with this Coconut Records track, West Coast. A quick plug for next week. We have the amazing Rachel Coe, who is also like Angela.
Rachel.
Rachel's super cool. We have, she's a new faculty member, and we will have a... ?? mixtape. Still don't know the theme, but look to our Remix Tape Twitter and I will update you with Rachel's mix theme shortly.
You'll be very surprised by them. I promise you.
Wow. I'm excited. This is going to be cool. This is a very good start to the Remix Tape second season. So thank you for listening. You are listening to WGRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Remix Tape. Thank you very much, Angela Bell.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Okay, everybody. Stay rad. Stay bad, angels.
For a second there, I thought you disappeared. It rains a lot this time of year. Now we both go together if one falls down. I talk out loud like you're still around. You, I'm going back home to the West Coast.
I wish you would have put yourself in my suitcase.